Good evening, and welcome to our Village Board meeting for April 24th, 2017. And it's a little after 7 o'clock, 7:03. I'd like to have the clerk please take the roll call.
Trustee Corsini?
Here.
Trustee Cargi?
Here.
Trustee Stanky?
Here.
Trustee Conte?
Here.
Trustee Dwyer? Trustee Gibbs?
Here.
President Ducey?
Here. And if I can ask everyone to stand and take off their hats, if you have one on, and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. No. Okay. Any citizens comment? Okay, Mike. Okay. Well, there are no citizens comments. I don't believe anybody out there. If you're anybody want to say a public comment, now is the time. If not, we'll move on to elected officials' comments and announcements. I'll go ahead and start with Trustee Gibbs.
In the interest of brevity, I'll address the men in blue in the back. Thank you for your services. It's good to see you here. I just have one question. Who's minding the store right now?
Yeah.
We're all standing in here. Anyway, thank you for your service. Guys and gals. Eggert says a fireman.
Very good. Susan? Madam Clerk?
I'm good, thanks.
No? No?
No?
Okay, Carmel?
Oh, I have a few. Thank you. We don't often get to address you because you usually get presented before we make our comments, so congratulations to the officer, and also thank you again for your service, as Trustee Gibbs reiterated. I just wanted to report a couple of items. I did not attend the Oak Park River Forest High School Community Council meeting last month. However, the report from the presentation was that they are looking at how to create some additional opportunities for students to get into the advanced placement classes. And so they're going to be working diligently with a group of students to actually move them up into those classes, work with them over the summer, and make sure that there's some successful outcomes with that. So that's one exciting item that they discussed. Celebrating Seniors Week is coming up the 18th to the 25th, and there's lots of activities planned, so make sure you check out the websites, both the township, and it should be on the library and also on our website for activities. I also wanted to address our firefighters who were in attendance for an unfortunate event for a fire that happened back in March. They did a great job, and so thanks again for their service. And also we lost a longtime resident in the village, Mr. Joe Madden, passed away. So our condolences to the Madden family for that loss. He was a big guy, big man, very important man, and raised a great family in town. So our condolences to them. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Trustee Corsini. And thank you for your comments, especially around Mr. Madden. I agree. He has been a big man in River Forest and will be very much missed. I just have a few things that I want to announce above and beyond what Carmela talked about. On May 1st, there will be an interesting collaboration effort between D90, D97, and 200. And I really encourage all of our residents it's going to be a town hall meeting, and I believe it's going to be at Roosevelt, and it's going to be all three of the schools talking on inclusivity and equity issues. So really something I encourage all of our residents to attend. And then I will be attending on behalf of our village and board, the Illinois Municipal League conference that will be held in Springfield this week. Wednesday and Thursday, so I'm looking forward to that, given that there's a lot of interesting issues going on in Springfield, as we all know. So I'll be happy to report back what we've accomplished or not accomplished. Other than that, that's all I have. So we'll go ahead and move on with the presentations, and we have a real special one this evening. And I think we'll do it before the police officers, because I think you guys ought to see this movie. It's a One Earth Film Festival Award winners, and I'm going to ask Sue Carruthers to come up and introduce the winners and the film. Thank you.
Thank you very much, President Aduzzi. I am Sue Carruthers, and I am the founding member of the Young Filmmakers Contest, which is part of the One Earth Film Festival. And I'm very proud to be here once again for one of our wonderful, two of our wonderful students from River Forest who are this year's winners in their category. So just brief reminder or sort of recap of the One Earth Film Festival, because we are the grassroots of it all, Oak Park and certainly River Forest, hand in hand. The One Earth Film Festival is now 6 years old, and this year we had almost 6,000 attendees. It's the largest film festival in the Midwest around environmental and sustainability topics. It now includes the city of Chicago, and it goes over 9 days, and we have had a huge success with it. So the One Earth Film Festival introduced the Young Filmmakers Contest the second year of the festival because we wanted to engage students. So we believe that the One Earth Film Festival continues to inspire those who are our future problem solvers, our next great thinkers, and in turn they inspire and remind us that it is their future at stake, so they must have a voice in healing our planet. So not only have we had local participation over the last 5 years, but this year we went nationwide. We had some winners from as far as California who flew in to accept their awards. And by utilizing this wonderful creative art of film as their messenger, students gave their voice to topics from deforestation to healing marine life, from water waste to water conservation, and offering us ways to rethink our food system and even bringing attention to the issue of Petcoat in Illinois through performing arts. So we believe the young filmmakers in connecting them to other activist groups. So not only do they receive a monetary award, they also receive a matching grant to donate to an organization of their choice that is working on the topic of their film. And so we have two young gentlemen here today who are the winners of our elementary and middle school prize, because we have that Roosevelt fifth grade, sixth grade thing. So we had to be a little bit constructive with that title. So I'd like to introduce you tonight to Jackson and Miles Toppin, who are two brothers from Roosevelt Middle School. They're the winners of, as I mentioned, the elementary middle school prize for their 8-minute video. Shells in Need of Saving follows the rehabilitation of two sea turtles who were rescued from polluted waters near the Florida Keys. Thurston develops a disease that causes tumors, while Agape ingests plastics that cause him to float to the surface and leaves him unable to dive for food. The turtle hospital rescues and treats and releases them. Miles and Jackson suggest that the viewers help reduce water pollution by purchasing products with less packaging and disposing of garbage appropriately are other tips they offer. And these two young gentlemen took their prize and their matching grant, and they donated it to the Turtle Hospital in Florida. So I'd like to introduce you to their film, and then I'm sure President Aduzzi will address them. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
There it goes.
Yeah, it's coming.
All right.
Patience. There you go.
Thank you. Her favorite feeding grounds are on the waters near the Florida Keys, and she travels easily because of her ability to swim up to 35 miles per hour. Being a young turtle, Thurston is an omnivore, eating a wide variety of plants, insects, seagrasses, crabs, and jellyfish. This will change as she gets older, and she will then mainly feed on seagrasses. Thurston is about 4 years old, meaning she could have a long life ahead. Healthy green sea turtles can live 100 years or more, but environmental change has placed green sea turtles on the endangered list.
Green sea turtles are cool, but have you ever seen a loggerhead? Allow me to introduce another turtle. This is Agape. Agape is about 12 years old and has so far spent her life cruising the Atlantic waters, feasting on mollusks, crabs, and other creatures that encompass reefs and rocks. Loggerheads are the most common sea turtles in the Florida Keys, but even they are classified as threatened.
Living in the Florida Keys may seem like a paradise to us, but for turtles, this is no longer the case. Humans have added many new threats to sea turtles, including boat accidents, light pollution, and polluted waters, which can lead to ingesting trash or may be tied to a disease called fibropapilloma, or FP. FP is a virus which causes tumors that tend to grow around the turtle's flippers, necks, and eyes, affecting the turtle's ability to move and see. On October 11, 2015, a fisherman spotted him while fishing in the waters around Big Coppet Key. At the time, Thurston weighed 26 pounds and had tumors growing on his left eye as well as his fins and neck. The fisherman recognized the signs of FP and knew exactly who to call. The Turtle Hospital is dedicated to rehabilitating sick or injured sea turtles and returning them to the wild. Luckily for Thurston, they treat many turtles with FP, and when he arrived at the hospital, his chance for recovery was good.
Not too long ago, Agape was enjoying life in the Atlantic when she swallowed some kind of plastic litter that was floating in the ocean. You would be amazed at all the horrible things that are found inside turtles. Agape developed a condition called impaction, which causes gases to build up inside the turtle. These gases made Agape buoyant, meaning she floated to the surface and was no longer able to dive under the water. This is very dangerous for a turtle, as they cannot get to their food sources and are more likely to be hit by boats or attacked by predators. Luckily for Agape, on December 18th, she was spotted floating in East Lamoriah, Florida by a Greek couple celebrating their honeymoon.
By the time Agape arrived at the Turtle Hospital, Thurston had already been under treatment for more than a year. He had his tumors surgically removed and was also treated with antibiotics. All turtles with FP have to stay at the Turtle Hospital for at least a year to make sure that the tumors are gone for good. Thurston has now passed that milestone and is looking forward to returning to his natural habitat.
When Agape arrived just a few weeks ago, they immediately gave her Metamucil, fiber, and vegetable oil to help her be able to pass the plastic. Agape is expected to spend a few months in the Turtle Hospital. As long as she has a full recovery, she will one day be able to return to her natural habitat.
While visiting the Turtle Hospital, we had the great privilege to meet its founder, Richie Moretti.
He showed us the most adorable sea turtle hatchling.
He's a little hawksbill. After you go to school, you can't even come back and work for us. But this is very special. This is the one they use for jewelry and stuff.
Oh.
And he came in just as a little hatchling with his flippers twisted up. And he's getting in pretty good shape. And as soon as we get some weed vines, we'll take him about halfway to Cuba.
Today is January 4th. 2017. It is a very exciting day because Thurston has recovered.
it for release. As Betty Zirkelbach, manager of the Turtle Hospital, describes it, the health of turtles is an indicator for the health of the entire ocean. An unhealthy ocean can lead to significant threats to human life as well. Some things we can do to help include
byproducts that use a minimal amount of packaging and be really careful about how and where you dispose of your garbage.
Watch out for turtles and other sea life while boating. And join them from a distance to avoid possible accidents.
Minimize the amount of lighting on beaches. It confuses turtle hatchlings on which way to go when they hatch.
Do not buy sea turtle products, such as objects made from turtle shells and food products made from turtles.
Support facilities that rescue, rehabilitate, and release sick and injured sea turtles.
If you'd like to learn more or donate to the Turtle Hospital, visit www.turtlehospital.org. Turtles like Thurston and Agape will be very grateful.
Great honor to be able to present to these two wonderful, masterful, I guess, a new filmmaker, Jackson and Miles. So if you can come up here and let me give you a certificate of achievement for your wonderful work. Thank you to the parents as well for giving them this insightful story. It's great. Thank you.
Oh,
okay. Well, come on up here. You can speak in the.
So, for the prize money, the Imagine Grant, we decided to help sponsor one of their turtles,
which the they're giving residents.
Permanent residents, which they need to give medication to. So I have certificates for it. The turtle that we sponsored is called Montel. Basically, everything happened to him. He was tangled by a fishing line, resulting in lost flipper, shark bite, missing an eye during a boat, and fiber papilloma. Basically, everything that we described in the movie.
So we
everything's happened to him.
We saved him.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he can't go back to the wild because he's too injured. So he has to stay as a permanent resident. So we, for the matching grant, we're using the money is going to help sponsor that turtle.
Very good.
For
well, what
years.
A great idea. Thank you. Thank you.
And it's under the name of the Wonderful Film Festival. So.
Yes, the other turtle in the video, Agape, was release exactly 1 month after Thurston.
That's great. Well, thank you. Thank you for all your efforts to save the sea turtles. It's important. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice. Yeah, that's adorable. Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much. How exciting. Please stick around if you guys don't have any homework. Today they have homework. It's amazing. Okay, so we have our police officer of the year. So yes. I'll have our esteemed police chief Weiss.
President Ducey, members of the Village Board, on behalf of the River Forest Police Department, it is with great pleasure that we present the 2016 Officer of the Year Award to Officer Daniel Chesney. The Officer of the Year Award is conferred upon the officer who best demonstrates consistently superior performance in a variety of activities, including law enforcement, attendance, physical fitness, integrity, initiative, judgment, and demeanor. Officer Chesney was nominated by his shift supervisor for having a high number of self-initiated arrests and exceptionally well-written reports. In addition, Officer Chesney has taken the initiative to work preliminary investigations as far as he was able to in an attempt to develop timely leads on suspects. Throughout the year, Officer Chesney consistently shared important information obtained from various sources. Officer Chesney has demonstrated his ability to collaborate with personnel from the Detective Unit, Crime Prevention, and Tactical Unit. Officer Chesney has worked for the River Forest Police Department since October of 2013, and since then his dedication to the community and policing has shown he is worthy of this formal recognition. President Ducey, would you please have the honor of presenting the Officer of the Year Award to Officer Daniel Chesney.
Yep.
More pictures.
this
he deserves it. Yes.
I know I'm not as cute as the kids.
No, I hate to tell you that. Let's go to the
Let us know. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the police officers are willing to stay too, if you like, but I'm guessing you got better things to do. Okay. So, thank you so much, and congratulations again. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, just one quick announcement. As you recall, the village's stormwater project, the Northside Stormwater Management Project, received an award from our local chapter of the APWA. We found out last week that the village will actually be getting a national award for that project.
Wow.
So John Anderson will be attending the APWA National Conference this August, and will be receiving an award on behalf of the village. So,
that's great news. Just to remind the residents that are here and that may be listening to the audio, this was a significant project. It was the largest public works project for our community. It was a little bit, I think, $20 million, and it was on time and on budget. And I think if you survey the residents across, I think, River Forest, they'd say it's probably the best project that our organization, our village, has done. They see a lot of the benefits. So congratulations to Eric and his team. And I know everybody was all part of it, not just John Anderson, but Eric and others. So on behalf of the Board of Trustees and myself, we'd like to thank you for all your hard work on this as well, Eric. So thank you. Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. And then moving on, so we have the consent agenda. It's pretty long.
I'll make a motion to
public hearing.
Oh, my gosh. Got to have the public hearings. Sorry, Mike, thank you. Yes, so let's move on to the public hearing. This is for our fiscal 2018 annual budget, operating and capital budget, and we must have this hearing before we approve the budget this evening, so do we have anything?
Just real quick, we'll call the public hearing to order at 7:27 p.m. And then pursuant to 65 ILCS 5/8-2-9.9, we're required to have a public hearing for our annual budget. We have posted notice to that public hearing in the appropriate newspaper of local circulation. The budget has been available online and available at Village Hall for inspection for the required period of time. And the budget that you ultimately will be taking comment on and approving tonight is a total of in revenue of $28,330,551 and expenditures of $29,470,785. And included within your budget, of course, is the library. Their revenue is $1,293,000, expenditures $1,500,000. So if there's anyone in the audience that would want to address the board on the budget, this would be the appropriate time to do so.
Seeing none,
then you would have entertain a motion in a second to close the public hearing.
Okay, can I have a motion to close the public hearing?
I move to close the public hearing on the fiscal year 2018 operating capital budget hearing.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, if we could take.
All in favor. I think you could do a voice vote.
All in favor.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed.
Okay. Good. So moving on to the consent agenda, if I can get a motion to move the consent agenda A through U.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda in its entirety.
Yeah, I've got to read it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, before you want to, you're not sick of my voice at the end of this. I don't know when you will be.
The clerk has to read.
Okay. Do you have some water, anyone?
All right. Item A, regular board meeting minutes, February 27th, 2017. Executive session meeting minutes, February 27th, 2017. C, regular meeting minutes, March 13th, 2017. D, Committee of the Whole Meeting Minutes, April 3rd, 2017. E, Finance and Administration Meeting Minutes, February 27th, 2017. F, Village Attorney Invoice, February 2017 for $12,840.98. G, Award Bid and Contract for 2017 Sewer Lining Project to Visu Sewer of Illinois LLC for $121,589.80. H, award bid and contract for 2017 curb and sidewalk replacement program to Norvilla for $54,745. I, award of bid and contract for 2017 street patching program to Schroeder Asphalt for $44,970.65. J, award of bid and contract for the 2017 street improvement project to R.W. Dunteman for $250,897.54. K, approval of motor fuel tax resolution for 2017 street improvement project. L, waiver of formal bid procedures and award of contract for Chicago Avenue resurfacing project phase 1 and 2 engineering to Bollinger Lack and Associates for $78,470.01. M, waiver of formal bid procedures and purchase of a 2018 Freightliner dump chassis from Truck County of Wisconsin for $81,938.22, and the dump body, plow, and hydraulics from Monroe Truck Equipment for $52,384. N, approval of fiscal year 2018 compensation plan ordinance. O, amend Title V of the Village Code, adjustments to water and sewer rates ordinance. P, approval of post-employment consulting agreement with James Eggert. Q, monthly department reports. R, monthly performance measurement report. S, approval of accounts payable February 2017 for $1,864,861.55. T, approval of accounts payable March 2017 for 2070 $665.04. And you, Village Administrator's Report.
Thank you. Yeah.
Crowd of applause for you.
All right. Now we need a vote. So you're not done.
I'm not done. All right. Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Stanky.
Yes.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Okay. So moving on to boards, committees, and commission reports. We have two appointments that I'd like to make this evening. The first appointments will be for the sustainability, the newly created Sustainability Commission. And the appointments are Kathleen Brennan, who will be a chairperson of the commission for a four-year term, Julie Muller for a four-year term, Eric Simon for a four-year term, Mary Susan Chen for a four-year term, Sue Carruthers-Gee for a two-year term, Mindy Creedy for a two-year term, and Mary Nasella for a two-year term. Now, let me just explain again the two-year versus four. As you know, this is a new commission, and in order for the rotation to be kind of put in order, in most commissions, they rotate three and four every 4 years. So the 2 years is to get it back, to get it into a rotation. Again, I'll just briefly review the process here. As you know, we've opened up this process 4 years ago from, you know, not having an online application to having an online application. And we had an overwhelming response to this commission. So I am just really happy to present these candidates. Mary Susan is in the audience. Maybe raise your hand, Mary Susan. I don't know Eric. He said he might come, but I don't know who he is. Okay, and I don't know Mary. She said she might come as well. So those are my appointments, and we could talk more about it. But I'd like to get a motion to concur with my recommendations.
I'll move to concur with the recommendation of the village president for appointment 7A1 through all of them, or just 7B2? 7A1 to 7B1 of the village board, for the village boards and commissions, effective May 1st, 2017.
Trustee, the motion should be to give advice and consent to the appointments in 7A1 through 7A7.
That's
7B.
That's my question.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So that.
So amended to be 7A1 to 7A7.
Second.
Yeah.
And that's a concur, it's the consent. Okay, yeah, thank you. All right, a second? Can I hear something? Oh, Mike did? Oh, I'm sorry, didn't hear you. Okay, sorry, Mike. Okay, very good. Again, real pleased about all the responses we got for the Sustainability Commission. It was overwhelming, and it was almost immediate, so it was kind of cool to see all of these wonderful residents who want to volunteer and help us out. I'm just overwhelmed by the response that we got and the people, the actual people that actually responded. Their credentials are just amazing. So I think this is a great combination of people like Katie and Julie and Sue have been doing this for a very long time. I would call it like the founding, as being part of the Parks Foundation. It's kind of like you are our ad hoc committee before it became a commission. So I'm happy that you decided to continue doing this. I don't know if anybody has any questions, but let's take, we'll take the vote on it. Okay, please take the vote.
Okay, Trustee Corsini.
Yes, and welcome, and thank you for volunteering your time, and I hope all the other folks that volunteered will be volunteers for your commission. So I appreciate your work. Thank you.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Stanky.
Yes.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
In honor of the turtles. Yes.
Motion passed.
Well, yeah, thanks. Yeah. Woo. And you know, Carmela, you bring up a very great point, and I failed to mention it, and you're right. We always encourage all of our, both the folks that put an online application or just any of our residents. And I look at Jan, because I know, Jan, you go to the Historic Preservation Commission all the time, and you just give your time, and we really appreciate it. And we encourage all residents to go to the commission's meetings and participate. It's, you know, we all could use the help. So That's a good point. All right, moving on to the second is the appointments of the Lake and Park Redevelopment Project Work Group. So this is something that we talked about as a board last time we met, right? And this was basically a recommendation that came from our consultants, indicating that in order to really kind of move the project along, they suggested a small working group. Now, this group in no way, you know, takes away all of the trustees and the EDC's Economic Development Commission's responsibility. It just brings more focus and kind of moves the project along. So the recommendations was two trustees, two Economic Development Commissions, and an administrator. And so my recommendations to this working group is Trustee Conti, Trustee Corsini, Commissioner Brangle, Commissioner O'Connell, and Administrator Palm to be part of this working group. So I'd like to get a motion and a second and an official approval to appoint this group to the Lake and Park Redevelopment Project Work Group, I guess.
I'll make a motion to consent to the recommendations of the president.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments regarding this group? Okay, great. So if we could take a vote.
Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conti?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, great. Before we move on to, I just want to, again, I know you're all out here. We made it a long, winding road to get here. So we're looking for great things out of the commission. So you have Eric to hopefully lean on a little bit in terms of direction and advice and counsel. So, you know, as soon as you kick off your first commission date, let us know. And I hope the trustees and myself will be part of that kickoff. So we have no unfinished business. Moving on, we have a new business. Of course, we need to approve our annual operating capital budget for fiscal year 2018, which we just had a public hearing on. So if I can get a motion and a second to approve the budget.
I move to pass an ordinance adopting the annual budget for the fiscal year commencing on the first day of May 2017 and ending on the 30th day of April 2018 for the Village of River Forest, Illinois.
Okay. Great. Any comments, questions?
I would like to make just one comment. Again, thank you to Joan, Eric, department heads, Lisa, all the staff members that spent a considerable amount of time putting this together. It's a big undertaking. Everyone is great in participating and being fiscally responsible to our residents and putting this budget together. Very proud of this document and very proud of our staff. So thank you.
Very good. Yep. Second that. Yes. Thank you very much on behalf of the board and myself. Great work. I agree. So we'll take the vote.
Okay. Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conti?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. So now you want to go into executive session and then.
Right. We will add, in addition to acquisition of real property and collective bargaining, at the advice of the village attorney, we want to add pending probable imminent litigation.
Okay, so that's, we need a motion to go into executive session.
Move to go into executive session to discuss the acquisition of real property, collective bargaining, and pending or probable legal.
Pending probable or imminent litigation.
That's it, too. Yeah.
That, too. Okay, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do I need
roll
a roll call? Let's see. Trustee.
Good thing it's your last meeting.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Stanky.
Yes.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. So now we'll go into executive session.
Motion to re-enter regular session.
Second.
Okay, now roll call.
All right. Trustee Cargi.
Here.
Trustee Stanky.
Yes.
Trustee Conti. Trustee Gibbs.
Here.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
President Ducey.
Here. Okay, so now we are into regular meeting. Welcome back.
We move to approve this collective bargaining agreement.
Yes, so we are on item.
So you're looking for a motion to approve collective bargaining agreement with the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150 Public Works for May 1, 2016 through April 30th, 2019.
Second. Okay. Any further discussion on this topic? Hearing none, if I can ask the clerk to take the vote. Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conte?
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes. No.
Motion passed.
Okay. And then one last item that we forgot to mention early on was our Facebook launch. So I don't know if any of you got onto the Facebook, but it's, Eric and Lisa.
The ribbon cutting thing?
Huh?
Oh, was that on there? Yeah, I see that.
The ribbon cutting for the bank? That's one thing.
The bank?
No, for the railroad.
Oh, yeah, how was that? And nobody, that was
did
another
you go
thing
to that air?
I didn't go. I wasn't able to go. Did anybody else go?
Yeah, I did. Okay. So it was very, very well attended. You had the chairman of Union Pacific there, president chairman. You had the folks from Maywood, Noah's Park, River Forest. You had Metra. You had RTA. And there were a lot of folks there. Huge.
Okay. I had a couple little comments to make that I forgot to make real quick. I just wanted to also issue condolences to Superintendent Pruitt Adams, who had that very unfortunate occurrence of our grandson tragically was killed in St. Louis. So our thoughts and prayers are with her and her family. I as well as Trustee Gibbs and President Ducey, attended the opening for the community bank with the staff. It's beautiful. They did a great job. So lots of luck to them for the improvement made. And then one other item. It was interesting. Everybody should have gotten something in the mail about Water Reclamation District, and they're touting very big about the disposal of medications and pharmaceuticals, taking that out of the water system. So just to let everybody know that we're so far advanced that we have our water – medication collection bin in the village hall, so make sure that we try to push that and let people know that, they're
Facebook.
Here. Facebook. Put that on Facebook.
And we do batteries now, too. So
and
if
batteries.
You have AA and AAA.
Okay.
So Strom is offering that service. So that was on Facebook.
Yes.
Bring them to the front desk and they'll dump
them
back.
Last thing is the River Forest Service Club is going through some deep discussions about whether or not they're going to remain in existence, and Kathy and Susan and myself were in attendance at the last meeting, and so I think there's going to be discussions as to whether to change the name, change the focus, either reinvigorate the existence of the club or association or kind of fold that up. So we'll keep you posted on that, but you know, if we can encourage additional membership or attendance at the meetings, you know, maybe encourage somebody that take a leadership role and take it over and sort of reinvigorate it. That would be something that I think would be nicely needed and continued in our community. So that was it. Thank you.
Right. Thanks. Now, back to the Metra thing, though. Mm-hmm. Was it just a ribbon cutting of the third rail? And
pretty much it. Yeah. Made a little lot. Ground, we call it.
Shovel ground. Shovel.
This thing?
Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking, thank you. I knew we'd get
the new third.
We lost our brains around this table. I am. The other thing is I did run into Adrian, and he mentioned that you gave him, so I'd like to give the board an update on your request to try to fix some of the walls.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so,
awful.
Yeah, no, they're bad. So we've identified, how many were there? Let's see.
The whole flats.
Yeah, I can. The file is pretty large, but there's four. We've identified 43 spots that the engineer went ahead and did a map, and then did pictures of each location of all the 43 spots where we think. Now, admittedly, some are worse than others. There's some that are just okay, and there's some that are pretty bad. So we got an email, probably more pretty bad than others. So interestingly enough, Union Pacific handles all these on their own, so they handle all this stuff in-house, and they have one crew that does these types of maintenance capital-type projects along the UP, a whole UP line, so just like four guys, and that's it for the whole line. So they were just finishing up in Oak Park, so they were willing to come into River Forest and start tackling some of these. Now, they're not going to get all of them knocked out right away, but there was some email traffic here just the other day. They're going to tackle Lathrop and Hawthorne, Ashland and Central, and Keystone and Central.
Can they do the underpass and somehow paint that or take all that scraping? I mean, there's just paint chips falling.
They're really on passengers.
I know.
Terrible.
I hear.
I mean, the underpass. We're talking about the walls.
I'm just talking. We're just talking about the walls right now.
This was a yeoman's job.
Yes. But I mean, that's if that's all part of their maintenance. Do they ever come in and maintain that? Obviously not.
Yeah, I think the answer would be no.
Yeah.
No, because remember, we painted.
In the past, their official response was, "Those are your bridges." Yeah. So you put them there.
No,
you
but I
have
mean the underpass
them.
From
yeah.
coming down.
Yeah,
so
same.
If we can,
that's what
if
they
we have
when
to
it came to the painting
can we go
one.
Slap some paint on there.
Yeah, I mean if we wanted to, I mean they'll give us an agreement to go and either power wash them or paint them. Yeah, I mean that's. I mean you get into painting those bridges; those are going to get pretty expensive. I mean,
you
got to
sandblast them first. You can't just paint them
because
the paint will be gone in a year.
So, but good point. Nobody that's not missed. You're absolutely right. They're an eyesore, but I think this is a good start, and we keep on them. And that doesn't mean we can't keep talking about the underpass too. So, you know,
I'm talking about the walkthrough that you come down from the train station.
Oh, that,
to go
that
out
too.
Onto, that's what
you
I'm
mean
talking
this
about.
Alley?
Yeah, it smells.
Is there
it's
now?
Beautiful.
Is there?
It smells like you know, there's some vagrants.
Maybe we need some power wash.
That's what I'm talking about. There's paint chips just falling on passengers as they walk underneath.
I know this sounds corny, though, but that's the exact kind of a service project an Eagle Scout would look to perform.
Okay.
So we might be able to pull that off.
The other thing, too, we're still on the UP, the Metro about in the UP is making sure that we're on their capital program for redoing that whole, whole bridge, not bridge, deck, commuter platforms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they cry that the state has no money.
That would be part of it, I would think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's not to say we couldn't take that particular tunnel and do the power washing, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Spray paint.
I mean, the staff, the public works staff, has been loath to do a lot of work there because it's not our property.
No,
and so they obviously are very. But we can talk about that.
Yeah. We can do
it
maybe little things.
It still reflects poorly on our village.
Yes, of course.
Especially
to
the people that come here from out of town.
Yeah, they don't know.
To take that train.
I understand.
Frankly, a lot of our residents don't know. So you're right. All right, but good news.
Thank you.
We made some progress with them,
yes.
at least. So hopefully we'll see some good change. So thank you, Eric, for that.
You brought up the Facebook page. I had spoke with Eric last week about I get crazy this time of year when we see all the landscape guys that I know the great majority of them did not get village licenses. And, you know, I try and tell friends and neighbors, whatever, it's in your best interest to hire a licensed contractor because they have to provide insurance. If one of those guys gets hurt working on your property and they don't have business insurance, they're coming after you. So Eric had mentioned that maybe the Facebook page could encourage the citizenry to make sure that their contractors, not just landscaper, everything, is licensed with the village because it's in their best interest.
Yeah,
to do that.
Out this week.
Good point.
We talked about that, right, this morning?
Yep. You know, and then some of the contractors, Mark Kelty in particular, said, I always buy my licenses, and I feel, you know, ill-used that the village doesn't really enforce what he, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fair that if we make somebody buy it, everybody should buy them.
Absolutely.
So and he kind of stepped up with spring, you know, it's the spring construction season now. It is for me. And, you know, all those trucks are starting to show up now because they can work outside.
Do you spot check? Is that
yeah, I mean,
spot?
Typically, Mark, the police department or Mark Kinnicky, who's our community service officer, he's got a list or access to a database that has all those people in there. And a lot of times he knows all the players, like who's licensed and who isn't. So, Tim, that's right. Tim Backlov, our property code enforcement guy, he's also aware of that as well.
Well, I think Mike's point is
I mean, like when you see that guy, the one guy with the lawnmower and the pickup truck that has no names on it, and, you know, that kind of that's the guy that falls off the ladder trimming the bush and sues the homeowner, and it's a very costly experience.
Yep.
So,
and like you said, it's only fair because people like Kelties and others that go out and buy the play by the rules and expensive for all of the right reasons. I mean, we need to make sure that we enforce, which is your second point, enforce our own rules. You know, you're not permitted and bonded, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And all that's required.
Yep.
So when's our next meeting?
The 8th.
And we're doing the pictures before?
Yeah, we'll do the pictures beforehand. We'll have a regular board meeting that night. We'll have a couple contracts to approve, the water main and the street pavement rejuvenation contract.
For the old board?
Yeah, for the old board. I've got a couple small odds and ends I've been working on that I want to get knocked out, so there'll probably be a lot of little things we're going to get wrapped up before the new board takes seat. So everyone will...
When is the new board? At the end?
Yeah. No, like in almost... It depends on how much is on the agenda. He's kind of piling up here on you. But
they don't do business. They don't take care of the business, right?
I want my money.
Like, business is still done with the old board.
Yes.
And then you... Right.
Yes, and we switch over.
You're making plans for the event?
Yeah, it was.
Speaking like, where am I going to have my party?
All right, anything else?
Are you and Sharon hosting a party together?
Oh, wait, who's Tom?
Tom, can you second?
Yes. Second.
Okay, Michael?
Sharon, you and...
I'm going to miss everybody. I'm not ready to celebrate.
But you could be here the May 8th, aren't
you? You don't want to have
I said you and Roma are going to have a party together.
You want to have a party that night?
Well, you have a cake, right?
Sure. We're going to have cake and coffee, for sure.
We did. Second, everybody's...
All right, hold on.
All those in favor.
Trustee Corsini?
Yes.
Trustee Cargi?
Yes.
Trustee Stanky?
Yes.
Trustee Conti? Trustee Gibbs?
Yes.
We'll just...
Motion passed.